Islamic scholars suggest threats from nuclear Pakistan to help Hamas destroy Israel. By John Hayward on December 18, 2023. The Middle East Media Research Institute. Memory, translated remarks from a conference in Islamabad last week during which leaders of the Hamas terrorist group and Islamic scholars agreed Pakistan could end the Gaza war by threatening Israel with nuclear annihilation. Memory noted that Hamas leaders Ismail Haniyeh and Khalid Mashal are frequent virtual guests at anti-Israel events in Pakistan. One such event was held in Islamabad on December 6, featuring a telephone address from Haniyeh as the headline speaker, plus a Hamas official named Naji Zuhair in attendance. The theme of the conference was restoring the sanctity of Jerusalem by getting rid of the Jews who currently live there. Related video. Israeli soldier describes Hamas ambush tactics. Memory translated several reports from Pakistani media that said the conference rejected the notion of a two-state solution for Palestine as unacceptable. Instead, the gathered Hamas leaders and Islamist clerics wanted a one-state solution achieved by ethnically cleansing the Israelis, or maybe a zero-state solution from nuking the whole country. Hamas speakers at the conference called on Pakistan to throw its nuclear weight around to protect the defensive jihad waged by the Palestinian terrorist organization. If Pakistan threatens Israel, then the Gaza war can stop. Jews are the Muslims' greatest enemy in the world. Read one characteristic headline from Pakistani media. Pakistan is a strong country. If Pakistan threatens Israel, then the war can stop. We have lots of expectations from Pakistan. Pakistan can force Israel to retreat, explained Haniyeh, who has a penchant for commanding other people to die for his causes while he lives large in Qatar on a $1 billion pile of pilfered humanitarian aid money. The conference produced a joint statement endorsing Hamas terrorists as holy warriors waging a legitimate struggle and calling on all Muslims to join their jihad. The joint statement endorsed eliminating Zionists to restore Palestine to its original form. Maulana Fazlur Rahman, a representative from an extreme Islamist political party in Pakistan, declared himself to be a messenger from Hamas to the decision-makers of Pakistan. He praised China and Russia for bringing superpower influence to bear against Israel. Related video, Israeli defense minister tells Jake Sullivan war against Hamas will take months. Jerusalem is ours. We have to liberate Jerusalem. The champions of democracy are not respecting humanity in Palestine. International institutions should respect the rights of Palestinians. The Islamic world should offer financial aid to Palestine, Rahman demanded. All of us saw in Afghanistan whether technology or jihad won, said another attendee, Pakistani politician Ijazul Haq. A two-state solution of Palestine is not acceptable under any conditions because a two-state solution means recognition of Israel. Israel cannot be accepted under any conditions, insisted Pakistani religious scholar Mufti Taqi Usmani. Usmani clucked his tongue at those demanding a ceasefire in Gaza because he thought only Israel should cease firing. Related video, Kirby defends Israel's efforts to avoid civilian casualties. The demand for stopping the war should be to prevent Israel from bombing, he said. Usmani might only need to wait a few more days for the international community to impose the kind of ceasefire he has in mind. On Monday, Human Rights Watch, HRW, accused Israel of using starvation of civilians as a method of warfare in the occupied Gaza Strip. World leaders should be speaking out against this abhorrent war crime, HRW said. The Israeli government responded by denouncing HRW as an anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli group that sat silent while Hamas committed unspeakable atrocities on October 7. Israeli officials pointed out there are no restrictions on food and water entering Gaza, and blamed high civilian casualties on Hamas for using human shields.